He pulls into the driveway, music loud in his ears as it blasts from the car speakers. It's been a long day. 12 hours in the office, deadlines coming up, stacks upon stacks of paperwork needing filled out by the end of the week. Not to mention the needy, incompetent people at the office, all looking to him for direction. Typically, he can handle it, but something about this week has him on edge. He turns off the ignition, opens the car door, grabs his briefcase, and steps out. Fuck, it's cold. He pulls his peacoat tighter around himself, clacking across the driveway to fiddle with his keys and open up the front door. He's hit by a warm rush of air from inside that immediately soothes him. It smells nice, like cookies or a sweet candle. The house is clean, dusted, and fresh, just the way he likes it to be. He kicks off his shoes at the door and sets his briefcase on the table, shedding his coat. Baby? He peers into the living room for her, his true relief, the one thing that helps to snatch him away from the stress of every day. His baby girl. I'm in here, Daddy. The sound of her voice, though faint, gives him a thrill. It sounds like it's coming from the bedroom, so he steps through the hardwood, the house creaking under his feet, and ascends the stairs to the bedroom. He finds her bra hanging over the banister, panties on the stairs. A smirk comes to his lips, and he bends to retrieve them, lifting her panties to his nose to inhale her. They smell like sex and want. He turns around the corner and steps into the bedroom to find her. He has to take a deep breath to steady himself at the sight of her. She kneels before him, hands splayed atop her thighs and legs spread wide. Nearly naked, save for the blood-red fishnets on her legs. Her hair is done up beautifully, curls that cascade down over her shoulders and back. Her makeup is heavy and thick, dark lines and red lips. As he looks down upon her, her skin prickles with goosebumps and her nipples tighten. Hi, Daddy. She smiles sweetly. Okay, Daddy's gonna be home in 20 minutes. She lights the snickerdoodle-scented candle in the living room and turns on the overhead fan, spreading its sweet, gentle scent through the entryway of the house. She scurries around the first floor, scrubbing up the last of the dishes, sweeping the floor and tidying up the blankets on the couches, just the way Daddy likes. He hates coming home to a dirty house. She's clad in a big t-shirt, white and tattered, holes in various places, but it's comfortable, so she wears it all the time. No panties or bottoms, but a pair of knee-high, fuzzy socks sit on her feet as she slides around, finishing up the cleaning. She peeks at the clock. 10 minutes have gone by already. Gasping, she all but sprints to the stairs to do her makeup and hair. Daddy has had such a long, hard couple of weeks. With the holidays wrapping up, both of them have been stressed, snapping at one another for the smallest thing. It isn't fair, of course, and both of them know it. The new year always brings new stress to Daddy's company, and he isn't the best at letting out his pent-up frustration, but little knows just how to help with that. She slips off her ratty tee and throws it in the hamper, then strips off the fuzzy socks. A quick shave of the legs and underarms before she slathers herself in Daddy's favorite lotion that she wears. Smooth, glistening legs and shoulders follow soon after as she stands in the mirror and puts on her ruby-red lipstick. Don't smudge! Don't smudge! Perfect! She then says a prayer to the eyeliner gods to ensure that her hands are steady and her lines straight. Good enough, anyway. She has a feeling Daddy won't be looking at her eyes. She slips on her brand new deep red fishnets that she picked up at the lingerie store in town. Just looking at them makes her feel sexy, and they sit perfectly on her curvy, feminine form. She can smell her pussy, the anticipation of Daddy's arrival home. She looks at the clock. Oh, any second now. She hears the front door open, his footsteps on the hardwood of the kitchen. She hurries into the bedroom, silent as a mouse, and quickly lays out all of their toys on the bed. The flogger, the vibrator, the different-sized anal plugs, the rope, the hairbrush, ouch, all the dildos, and her collar. Then she kneels, knees spread, hands atop her thighs, waiting, anticipating. Baby? She hears his voice and it sends a thrill through her. I'm in here, Daddy. She wiggles her hips back and forth with excitement as she hears him ascend the stairs. Did she remember to pick up her bra and panties from earlier? Shit! Daddy steps into the door of the bedroom and she looks up at him sweetly. His eyes slide all over her naked, prepared body as she kneels at attention, thrusting her tits out for him to see. Liquid, hot lust pools in her tummy, and she stifles a whimper just at that look. Hi, Daddy. Their eyes meet in a moment of pure, unhindered want. Her body glistening and trembling in anticipation for his touch, whatever the form, his mind racing with ideas of what to do to her, how to make her scream, how to relieve the tension they've both been feeling. He steps around her and begins to undress, leaving her there in the position she's in. She doesn't speak. Neither does he. He removes his tie, setting it on the bed next to the toys, and then steps in front of her, his hips level with her face. Slowly, deftly, he unbuttons his work shirt, exposing the undershirt beneath. Then he reaches for the belt of his slacks and unclasps it, letting it hang open. She licks her lips, eager, hungry. Her fingers itch to finish the job for him, to yank those pants down and swallow him whole. But she hesitates. He didn't tell her to move, after all. He smirks. Good girl to wait. How long have you been like this? He asks her. Well, I've been planning it all day, Daddy. He chuckles and unbuttons his pants, peeling the zipper down. Planning on presenting yourself to me? Making yourself up like this? Setting up the bed? Cleaning the house? She nods enthusiastically. Did you like the candle? He reaches forward and brushes his fingertips across her cheek. Yes, baby. Daddy loved everything. Then he pulls back his hand and slaps her on the cheek. Not too hard. Not too soft. An attention getter. She snaps her back to that rigid posture, presenting. She crosses her arms behind her back and juts her tits out, gazing longingly at his cock. She can see it straining in his pants, still hanging from his hips. Do you want it, baby? She nods again, and he grips himself in his pants, fingers wrapping around the shaft of his dick. You want daddy's cock? Another nod. He grins and steps around her again, keeping his pants on, hanging like they are, but removes his undershirt. He picks up the flogger off the bed and runs it up her back. From ass crack to the back of her neck, she shivers uncontrollably, tremors dancing up her spine. Over the bed, now. She scrambles to her feet and bends at a 90-degree angle, hands splayed out in front of her, back arched and presenting that ass to him. He takes a long few moments to gaze at her body, taking her in. The contrast of those dark red fishnets against her alabaster skin makes his mouth water. She's wearing his favorite lotion, smelling divine. Plus, she looks sexy as fuck. All makeup and curls and sex. It makes him strain. He runs the fronds of the flogger up her back again and down over her ass. She shivers once more, then the first swat of the flogger stings against her behind. The sound brings a jolt of pleasure to them both. This will be exactly what they needed. She needs to hurt. She needs to find that place where nothing else exists. Nothing else matters. Where she floats away from reality and into the secret space that only she and him reside. And he carries her there so flawlessly. He needs to feel her surrender, to feel her trust, her complete and utter submission to him, and to prove to her that he can be responsible with it. He can carry it, carry her, as long as she needs. It makes him feel strong. Minutes tick by and her ass turns bright, bright pink under the onslaught of the flogger. She squirms, bum swinging from left to right, fingertips clutching at the duvet on the bed. After he's satisfied, he drops the flogger and soothes her backside with his hands, planting soft, wet kisses against her sensitive rump. Do you want to cry, baby? Do you want daddy to hurt you? She takes a moment to regain her thoughts. She wants. That's it. She aches, lusts, and yearns for everything he can give her. I want you, daddy. Whatever you want to do to me, do it. Please. He feels a strong twitch in his cock at that and steps up behind her to press it against her ass. She stiffens, then instinctively grinds those cheeks back against his hard dick, stimulating it, stroking it. Is this what you want, little girl? You want daddy to fuck you? Her eyes widen and she nods. Oh, yes. Yes, please, daddy. He reaches forward and grasps a fistful of her hair, pulling it back and forcing her back to arch and for her to climb onto her hands, the tips of her fingers, to meet him. His lips, his teeth, are right at her ear. Senseless. She shivers. Please. She breathes, looking at him from the corner of her eye. He grabs her around the waist and tugs her back, planting her feet on the floor and spinning her around to face him. One hand wraps around her throat. The other splays over her fishnet-clad ass, pressing her tightly to him as he leans in and devours her mouth. Her leg hooks effortlessly around his waist, and her arms go around his neck, sinking into that ravenous kiss and matching it. He aches to be inside her. It's been too long, too many days since he's felt her pussy wrapped around his cock, since he's felt her body curling around him, accepting everything he has to give her, since he's seen that look in her eyes that seems to darken all else, the look that screams of her love for him, her need, that need that only he can fill. He lifts her by the hips and plants her rear on the bed, pushing her knees apart. She reaches up and clutches at her breast, fingertips teasing and tweaking at the nipple while she watches him. He bends in front of her pussy, glistening wet, and gives it a slap. Oh, she whimpers, and he grins. Wrapping his fingertips into her fishnets, he tears them one strand at a time, pop, 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 until they're torn from her pussy crack all the way down. He licks her once, his tongue completely covering her moist folds, and she arches her back sharply at the sensation. But that's all he manages for now. He has to feel her. He has to be inside her. He reaches for his pants and shoves them down, not even bothering to step out of them before he guides his stiff, drooling cock inside of her in one harsh, unforgiving thrust. She yelps sharply and curls forward around him. So sudden was his entry. And he brings a hand around the back of her neck and presses his forehead against hers as he begins to fuck her. He is merciless. There is no gentle rhythm, no build-up to the pace he chose. It's animalistic. It's brutal. It's ruthless and unyielding, and she needs it. She spreads her legs wide as they will possibly go, breathing him in as his cock plunges in and out of her tight, hungry cunt. Everything feels hot, like she just ran a marathon and her limbs are on fire. They begin to sweat, the smell of her wetness and his musk draping over them like a sweet, carnal perfume. It's heady and erotic, and only spurs him on, his hips slamming against her thighs as he claims what is his. He needs to drain his balls inside of her. There is no better feeling, no better expression of his commitment to her than to give her his cum. And there is no better acceptance of all that he is, nor display of her submission than to take it. And it won't be long at this rate. She was so tight, so wet and ready for him when he entered. It was all he could do to keep from coming after two pumps, but the noises she makes are so sweet, so innocent, and so slutty all at once. The way she begs him, the way she pleads for more. Harder, Daddy, harder! Until the sound of their skin slapping echoes off the walls like a dirty, raunchy porno. She aches everywhere. There's a sweet, aching release building deep in her pussy, a tug that pulls at every nerve, every muscle in her body, winding it up and holding it tight. Every thrust from Daddy's cock drives it farther and farther towards the edge of release, making her pant. She needs this. She needs him. She needs everything. Her eyes open to meet his gaze, and his hand hooks on the back of her neck. Daddy, you're gonna make me come. Oh, can I come, please? He grins, sweat trickling down the side of his face. You had better, baby girl, coat Daddy's cock so he can come inside you. She nods, an anguished pleasure coming to her face as she tilts her head back, her pussy muscles going into a deep, harsh spasm. Her orgasm nearly rips her in two. It's so intense. The walls of her cunt pulse and throb against his meat, milking it, coaxing the cum from it. And it just doesn't end. Wave after wave of delighted sensation washes over her, and she's all screams and twitches and writhing gyration against his body. It unmans him to see her react so viscerally to his presence, his cock, his touch, to feel those walls tighten so mercilessly around his cock drives him to release. His balls tighten up, and he feels that first release as his cum spurts out deep, deep in her pussy. He drives himself as deep as he can go inside of her, clutching onto her like a life vest. Two, three, four more spurts of cum erupt from his cock, and his groan is deep and savage. She pulses once around him. His cock twitches. She giggles once, and he kisses her deeply, his lips melting around her messy, lipstick-smeared mouth, tongue probing inside to taste her as fully as he can. He hooks his hands beneath her thighs and lifts her, walking her back so he can lay atop her on the bed. She runs her fingertips all over his shoulders and back, shivering now. Did you drink lots of water today, baby? She looks up at him, confused. Some, yeah. Why? He meets her gaze and gives her a wicked grin. I won't be done with you for a few hours yet. Her eyes widen and she feels her skin tighten, and a grin spreads over her lips. I hoped you would say that.